Where the update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It is 65 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across Texas, more than 170 people are still missing following the July 4th flash flooding. Among them, Robert Brake Jr.'s mother and father.
They got washed away in their cabin Friday morning, and we came down to help in the search efforts. Maybe not be able to find my parents under this tragedy, but maybe we can help somebody else find theirs and have some closure and peace.
More flooding overnight in Ruidoso, New Mexico as well. Three people were killed when a house was washed away. The mayor of Philadelphia says the city has reached a tentative agreement with 9,000 city workers who have been on strike since the beginning of the month. Russia firing a record 728 drones at Ukraine overnight, as well as 13 missiles. All that as the European Court of Human Rights delivers two rulings against Russia, one of them finding that Russia committed violations in invading Ukraine, another that Russia was behind the downing of MH Flight 17 in 2014. This is ABC News. Europe's top human rights court has ruled this morning that Russia violated international law by invading Ukraine and that Russia was responsible for the downing of MH17 in 2014. That decision, largely symbolic. The Supreme Court ruling it's okay for the Trump administration to downsize the federal workforce.
What the court essentially said was that President Trump's executive order issued back in February directing his administration to eliminate and consolidate 21 federal agencies and departments was likely lawful. And along with it, preparations for mass layoffs, potentially up to the tens of thousands.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, a shakeup in the world of Formula One. Red Bull this morning letting team principal Christian Horner go. He has run the team for the last 20 years, which included several championships. No reason given for his dismissal. However, the team has struggled over the past couple of seasons. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value. Good morning on this beautiful day. We're going to check out forecast details in just a little bit here today and get you going on the right track here. Also, we have Factor Hanko, usually lots of Hanko, coming up here in a few minutes.
It's prime time and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Today's the day. The Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon, starting promptly at 1:30 in the grassy lot at the corner of Orange and Court Streets, right by Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Come shop for your favorites. Fresh salad greens, mushrooms, broccoli, microgreens, pies, muffins, breads, honey, syrup, jams, meats, and gorgeous summer flowers. Everything fresh and local until 5:30 or maybe 6 p.m. Using SNAP, EBT, or FoodShare, you'll get double the dollars, up to $10 in bonus bucks thanks to a local grant. Stop by the information table to claim yours. Kids ages 4 to 17, don't forget to grab your youth food tokens. And Boomerang bag users, there's a coupon waiting for you too. Need help picking up your order? Call or text the market manager at 608-213-3374. Oh, and keep your eyes open for George. He's hiding somewhere new every week. It's all happening today at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Check out what What's fresh at richlandareafarmersmarket.org. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 84, mostly sunny, still feeling a bit humid. It looks like tonight there's a rain chance late on after, maybe after midnight, a low of 62. For Thursday, 85 with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning. And by Friday, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely. There could be some heavy rainfall Friday and a high of 83. We're up 2 big degrees from the overnight low with some sunshine. The fog has burned off here at the studios. We're at 65 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
You say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? See yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth. swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm a problem, and your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio. Yes, indeed. Good stuff coming your way today. I was so happy to get a fridge hanger yesterday with a Quizzy Poo, a perfect 10 out of 10, if you didn't know. So that it's good, because I just want to show people that there's more to me. There's still some brains. I'm not just eye candy. No. Anyway, that's Blown Away, a song that Carrie Underwood released on this day back in 2012, making her the 16th top 10 single winner, which was a record. Right now, Blown Away on RCO.
Dry lightning cracks across the skies. Those storm clouds gather in her eyes. Daddy was a mean old mister. Mama was an angel in the ground. The weather out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past. Shatter every window till it's all blown away. Every brick, every board, every slamming door blown away. There's nothing left standing, nothing left of
every brick, every board, every slam and door. Big Brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
On WRCO FM 100.9.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah! They give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The sun is out. Summer is in full swing. It's time to check in on your UV awareness. The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you ultraviolet rays are high this time of year. If you've had your share of sunburns and deep tans over the years, it's time to schedule a skin check. Early detection leads to far better outcomes, so don't wait. Remember, any skin color is susceptible to skin cancer. Take the first step. Call for a skin check at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stay sun smart until the sun sets.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out! Ride them in!
Cut them out!
Ride them in rawhide!
There he is, Hank!
Good morning,
Philip. Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing really well.
Are you?
Strutting around here.
Well, I'm just saying what we see is not what you're feeling then.
Sorry. As I said.
No, you look good today.
Showing off my brains yesterday so people know that I'm just not eye candy, you know, that there's more to looks than you know, you'd think. So I've got brains, too.
I'm absolutely speechless right now.
And delusional, you know, but oh well.
Wow.
But here's
I hope everybody be kind.
That's it. Here's the cool thing, though. When I was a kid... You know, we'd be getting ready for back to school supplies, mm-hmm. and be like, "Mom, would you buy me one of those really cool 4-color ink pens?" And never got one, mm-hmm. you know. And now, look at that. You know, I got green, I got black, blue, red.
Phil, yep. mm-hmm. Who gave you that pen?
You did, I think.
Yeah, I've gave you two other ones too. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Yeah. So like, thank you very much.
It's like a crayon.
And then an anonymous donor has given me a box of Crayola crayons.
Oh my goodness.
Not the 64, but the 96.
Oh, my. This is so sad.
I know.
Lifelong dream has lived right before my eyes.
Can't be like, Mom, all the kids in my class have a sharpener.
Look on that back.
I know. It's got a sharpener. Look at that. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I always got the basic 8 crayons, and then the kid across from me in the other desk, they have 64 with a sharpener. It was really sad.
You know what drives me crazy, though?
What's that?
You get the basic 8,
uh-huh.
and they have a white in there. It's like,
yeah,
on white paper. I mean.
Well, that shows up a little bit. Not
no,
much so.
It's not.
But anyway, thank you. Yes, Crayola crayons with a sharpener.
You're like on hog heaven today, aren't
you? I really
you?
Am. Four color ink pen and crayons with a sharpener. I mean, life doesn't get any better than that. Next thing I know, I need some paste, maybe.
Some paste.
Well, that was back in the day. You had to have that in your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think we need to start finding a book bag, Phil.
A book bag?
Yeah, that way you can put everything in it.
In my book bag, yeah. Then I need a ruler.
Yeah, a pair of kid scissors.
Kid scissors, yeah.
Yeah.
Not too sharp in case I run with them.
But you're not that sharp.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, well.
I'm kidding. So did you mow last night?
No.
Does it need it?
Not really, but I might tonight. Just
you getting rain? Let's
touch it up. Just about 10 sprinkles.
Yeah, we got it just downpoured.
Yeah, and then I came here, and of course we had 3 100s, but that happened like all of like one shot. Like it just poured, and there were puddles around here last night.
Yeah, there were. So anyway, can you use some FAC or Hanko today?
I suppose.
Let's just see how really good you are with this.
Okay.
Does this continue with your test, or is this a whole different?
We'll see, won't we?
Humans swallow 8 spiders a year in their sleep, Phil.
Oh, that's got to be true.
No, that's a bunch of Hanko. Totally made up internet myth. Spiders have no interest in your snoring breath. Vikings wore horned helmets into battle.
I'm going to say that's not true. That's Hanko.
That is Hanko. Nope. The 19th century opera costume invention, Viking fashion was more functional than fabulous.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they wore helmets in the Bugs Bunny cartoons, too.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. I'm going to kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
Wesley Webbit.
Poor little bunny rabbit.
I'm going to find me that bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
The word emoji comes from the English words emotion and icon.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
How did you know that? It is, but it's pretty good. I come with that one pretty
you
good.
You did? Oh, I'm impressed.
So it actually comes from Japanese... E, all right, in the Japanese, E, pitcher, okay, E is pitcher, and then moji for character.
Oh.
Emoji.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Pineapple trees grow hundreds of pineapples per year.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is. There's not. They grow out of the ground.
I was thinking they did. I didn't think. I've never heard of a pineapple tree, but.
Well, yeah, there's all kind of pineapple trees. I mean, look at SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I never thought about that. Again, cartoons. That's where we got our education.
The inventor of the microwave discovered it by accident, Phil.
Well, I would say it's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Percy Spencer was melting a candy bar in his... bar in his pocket next to the radar equipment. Boom, microwave. Could you believe that?
Oh, boy. Talk about some cancer-causing rays right there.
Oh.
Standing by it. Yeah. Melting your candy bar. Wow.
Early designs for Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear revealed the action figure was originally going to be called Lunar Larry.
Lunar Larry. Okay, that sounds about right. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. More cartoons for you.
Oh, yeah.
Whale voices are able to travel a whopping 479 miles through waters of the ocean. They have the ability to communicate with each other for long distances.
Well, that's got to be true.
It is. It is 479 miles. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's farther than the WRCO signal.
Yeah. Wow. Pigs are members of the Sudu family, which includes 8 guinea and 16 species. Among those species are wild boars, warthogs, pygmy hogs, and domestic pigs.
So much information, it's got to be true.
I put too many words on there. What did Dad say as he walked out of the lollipop store?
What did Dad say as he walked outside the lollipop store?
I don't know how this one got in there. But
none either. I don't know.
So long, suckers.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
In 2019, the Home Alone actor Macaulay Culkin. You already know this.
No.
Legally changed his name to Macaulay Culkin.
I think that's true. Yeah, true.
He's so good he named himself twice.
Twice. Oh, boy.
With some of the proceeds from his 1937 hit movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Walt Disney financed the failed presidential campaign of Morris Grant, brother of film star Cary Grant.
I'm going to say that's not true. That's Hank.
Oh, Walt, you are right. Walt used the money from what he made from the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to finance Burbank, California studio.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, it actually does.
Made a lot of movies there.
In 2005, Seth MacFarlane sold one of his farts that he had captured in a jar and labeled it Celebrity Air, raising $500 for charity.
That's wild enough where I think it's I don't know. Okay, I'm going to say it's not true.
It's not true. But actors Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie did sell a jar of their breath for $430. A toot in a jar would have made more money, but could have raised a stink.
Oh,
maybe we could do that for Grace.
No, no,
get the breath.
No, thank you.
Phil's breath.
No, that'd probably be worse than the other. So, anyway.
Wow.
There you go.
Patriots ringing the Liberty Bell with great enthusiasm on July 4th, 1776, caused it to crack.
No, that's not true.
It's a myth, Phil, and it's not all cracked up to be. The crack was visible today on the bell in Philadelphia, appeared in the 1840s, and was not until the 1800s that the bell became known as the Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
There you
Didn't know that.
Yeah. I've seen it before.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I have any more or not. I may have one more, Phil.
Okay. This is the Factor Hanko Kiko. Kicker.
In 2019, the Indiana State House of Representatives banned all female legislators from wearing off-the-shoulder attire during House sessions. In protest the following day, Representative Clarissa Plankola attended a House session wearing only a large protest sign with a pair of earrings.
That's... I think it's true.
That's a barefaced lie,
okay.
Phil.
Oh, man.
That's a barefaced lie.
All right.
Well, anybody, I hope you have a good day, my man.
Sounds good.
What are we doing today?
Go back to bed.
Oh, yep. Thanks. Everybody
yep.
Be kind.
Yep, sounds good. That's Hank Bray. We woke him up from his nap. He'll be back a little bit later on, and our birthday and anniversary salute is next.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. lower your utility bills, and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers on. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Some notes on today, iconic moments from the 9th of July. In 1850, President Zachary Taylor died of gastrointestinal illness after consuming a large amount of cherries and iced milk on a hot day 5 days earlier. Vice President Millard Fillmore was sworn in as president the following day. I did not know that. 1943, during World War II, the Allies launched Operation Husky, the invasion of Sicily. And in 1947, the engagement of Britain's Princess Elizabeth to Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten was first announced. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Braden Draves of Highland, happy 9th birthday. You're getting old, farmer boy. Keep at it. We need you for our food. From Charlene. Happy 18th to Callie Ray Keller. This is from Grandma Green and also from Uncles Eric, Christopher, Chuck, and Timmy, and Aunt Kelly. To Emily Kirschbaum, love mom and dad. Mark Robinson from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday, it says, to our friend Gary Williams from Don and Luann. Kevin Kepler, all the best from Jody, Heather, Andrew, and Anna today on your special day. Happy wishes to Tyler Theed, Carrie Dahlberg, and Debbie Berg from Little Willow Birthday Club. From the RC Lions, we salute Carrie Dahlberg, Jeff Walsh, Justin Hofer, Emma Ritten, Tyler Theed, Leslie Atkinson. Happy anniversary, Ron and Rosie Steinmetz, to Claire and Lori Rowan, and Jeremiah and Hannah Storer. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, we salute Debbie Ryder, and also happy birthday to Catherine Killam. Happy anniversary, Ben and Julie Nanke. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Kevin Kepler. Happy birthday. Also to Cindy Marsh, Wayne Potter, and Gary Williams. Happy anniversary, Larry and Diane Loomis. Happy anniversary, Larry and Diane, from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, we salute Louise Murphy. Have a great day. Happy birthday and happy anniversary, Paul and Louise Murphy today, and Ron and Rosie Steinmetz. And happy anniversary to Gary and Karen Olson, courtesy of Five Points Lutheran Church.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center. Don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle.
weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, proudly brought to you by Schmidtwood & Hills, as they celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at the stunning Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Whether you're a pro or just in it for the laughs, it's a day filled with connection, community, and a cause that matters. Enjoy prizes, refreshments, and great company, all while supporting compassionate senior care at Schmidtwood & Hills. Special thanks to community sponsors such as the Philback Family of Dealerships, Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, Compere Financial, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, the Richland Hospital, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and the People's Community Bank. Register now by emailing development@schmidtwoodandhills.com or by calling 608-647-8931. That's the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th. Let's swing into summer for a great cause. So many anniversaries today. We salute all of our special couples. This is Anne Murray on WRCO.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced.
I hope you have an awesome day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz has the news coming up next.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings, but only during our primetime sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. this is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly sunny, still feeling humid, though less so this afternoon. A summery day in the area with a high of 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, a low of 62. In Richland Center, after a low of 63, it's 68 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Cool down and stock up this July at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Stay breezy with the Perfect Air high-velocity fan and upgrade your yard work with the 50-foot pocket hose Silver Bullet 2.0. Plus Ace 32-gallon trash can, just $22.99, $20 off a Craftsman 300 PSI gas pressure washer with Ace Rewards, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Hot savings, cool deals, only at Walsh's Ace, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club, Richland Parks and Rec Department, and Partners for Prevention of Richland County are working together to host a free swim and pancake supper today. Sheila Troxel is the president of Kiwanis and serves as the civic organization's representative on Partners for Prevention.
This was just kind of a natural fit when we started talking about the Kiwanis Supper for the backpack program. And I think, too, Betsy Raisler was very much in favor and the organization of really giving back to the Parks Department for all their help and all the projects that they have helped them with. So we just got to thinking and we went to the Parks Department and said, you know, if we open up the pool on the night of the pancake supper, would you be willing to work with us on that? And then we know that they needed money to try to be raised for the special needs equipment. And so that's when Partners decided to put up the $1,000 match. Also, I wanted to mention on the donation side of that, anyone that does give a donation, their name will go in for a drawing for a free family pass for 2026 to the Aquatic Center. So that will be another piece of it. So we really encourage people to come out and take advantage of this free swim, and then when you're good and hungry, walk right across the, you know, the street and come in for a pancake supper. Again, that's all free will donations, and it really helps the youth with the backpack program.
Swimming will be held at the Woodman Aquatic Center. Donations will be accepted to benefit equipment for children with special needs. Jody Meaden serves as the Richland Center Parks and Recreation Director.
After the break at 3 o'clock, it's a half-hour break, so at 3:30, you can get in for free until 6 o'clock when we close. And then whatever you choose to donate will go towards the purchase of that accessible piece and also with the match for the $1,000. We worked with the ADA group that was formed with the city. The committee was working on a few different things, a few different options, maybe a swing that an actual wheelchair can roll into, other sensory items, maybe some music. You know, I see a lot of different parks, they have some, you know, what a timpani, or I'm not sure what it is, but it's a nice, you know, rainbow effect with all the different little music making things or visual things, you know, just a little more accessible. Separate pieces, so maybe we won't change out the whole playground, but we probably have room to add satellite pieces like that.
Sheila Troxell invites everyone to the Kiwanis Pancake Supper being held from 5 to 7 in the Richland Center Community Center this evening. Donations will go toward the backpack program.
It's all you can eat. It's a free will donation. Partners for Prevention will be there just handing out. If someone has some questions or would like some literature, they'll be there as well. So it's just a great collaboration to help the youth of our community. No matter the age or anything, we're just there to help.
Everyone is invited to cool off in the water, fill up on pancakes, and learn more about the Partners for Prevention Coalition today at Crosscup Park. The American Red Cross is looking for blood donations. The Red Cross is urging you to donate blood now to keep the blood supply strong during the summer months. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. The Red Cross says in addition to summer holidays and vacations, severe weather can have a sudden impact on the ability to collect blood. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month to ensure blood products are constantly available in the weeks to come for all patients. A blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making donation appointments is easy. Simply visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of the profits will go towards flood relief efforts. The 16-ounce handcraft candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website says it will burn for 75 hours. It's not the first cause and the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to, having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaii wildfires, hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquake in Syria and Turkey.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, July 9th. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday at the result of an accident. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7 and again Friday from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tuckendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. Charlene E. Tuckendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be at noon Saturday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. Leona L. Kelbill, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Leona L. Kelbill, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E. Ronnie Roe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet, with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Roe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben Ford or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad, Boscobel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or a charity of your choice. The Kendall Funeral Services of Boscobel is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald E. Ronnie Roe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point, died June 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 3 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Memorials can be made to the family. Deborah M. Fargin, 64, of Rural Hill Point. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro, died July 2nd. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at St. John's Catholic Church, Dilley. Burial will be in the Bohemian Brotherhood Wopat Cemetery. Friends may call at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Francis R. Heenick, 91, of Lafarge, formerly of Hillsboro. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of cards and or flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike, or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family, friends, and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and/or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center.
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com. We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Central Texas has now reached 110 people, but the more staggering number is 170 still missing after the July 4th flash flooding. Eloise Jones was one of the girls from Camp Mystic who survived and says she was shocked by what she saw the night the water began rising.
From our cabins, we could see the highway, and you usually can't see that, so we could see it all the way past all the trees that used to be there, and then we realized, like, we can't stay here.
Camp Mystic lost 27 campers and counselors and is still missing 5 campers and 1 counselor. 3 people were killed overnight in Rio Doso, New Mexico, where recent wildfires have made the area more prone to flash flooding. City of Philadelphia has reached a tentative agreement with 9